with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The immigration situation in Minneapolis has become a political football in Washington, with Democrats threatening to cut off funding for the Department of Homeland Security. That could lead to a government shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says GOP leader John Thune must strip Homeland Security funding from a House-passed bill.
If Leader Thune insists on holding a vote on DHS legislation that he knows will not pass, then he will guarantee yet another unnecessary government shutdown this Friday, and the shutdown will be on Leader Thune's shoulders.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats must do whatever's needed to pass spending bills and avoid a government shutdown.
Productive talks are ongoing, and I urge my Democrat colleagues to continue their engagement and find a path forward that will avoid a needless shutdown and not jeopardize full funding for key agencies like FEMA and the Coast Guard.
More Arctic air is expected as the death toll climbs to around 4 dozen people in places hit by winter weather.
In New York City over the weekend, where temperatures dipped dangerously low and snow rose to record heights, 10 people were found dead on the streets. Mayor Zoran Mamdani says it's still unclear if they died of hypothermia, but the city was doubling its efforts to get people shelter. A new influx of Arctic air expected to spur freezing temperatures in parts of the country, says National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth.
For some people, it's going to be the coldest they've seen in several years, but for others, it could be the longest duration of cold in several decades.
I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 408 points. This is SRN News. Nations around the world are moving to keep kids safe online.
At the behest of parents, clergymen, and advocates, governments are slowly taking action. Polish lawmakers are working on national digital safety legislation that would beef up protections for minors. The French prosecutor's office is widening an ongoing investigation of various platforms to include sexually explicit deepfakes. And the Indian government has ordered X to take down all unlawful content. Americans wish Congress would do more. Michael Harrington reporting.
The federal agency in charge of enforcing workplace anti-discrimination laws has voted to rescind its own guidance on how to guard against harassment at work. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's new Republican majority voted to rescind the Biden-era document because it promotes transgenderism. EEOC Chairman Andrea Lucas says it is neither harassment nor discrimination for a business to draw distinctions between the sexes. SRN News. The National Transportation Safety Board says placement of a helicopter route so close to Reagan National Airport's secondary runway was a key factor in causing a mid-air aircraft collision.
Board member Todd Inman, in opening remarks, said to family members, "I'm sorry, we should not be here."
These were systemic issues across multiple organizations, and I think, as you'll see, we will place a lot of the information that you're going to hear on those responsible organizations and hopefully make recommendations so that this never happens again.
That's what Tim Lilly, whose son Sam died in the crash, wants.
What we're really looking for is action that can prevent any families from having to go through this.
The NTSB is recommending additional action. Whether that happens depends on Congress, the Army, and the Trump administration. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.